I'd like to call the Common Council meeting for October 3rd, 2017 to order. Madam, could you call the roll, please?
Mayor Olson is excused. Alderman D'Andrea?
Here.
Alderman Mayor will be here shortly. Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Here.
Alderman Taylor?
Here.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
Alderman Nelson?
Here.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Since I am sitting in for the mayor that is excused, I will not be voting. I will be voting in the mayor's seat. So I will be voting as acting mayor. Citizen comment period. Is there anyone out there that would like to ask any questions of the Common Council? Leroy, you're chuckling. Nothing? Well, then we'll close the that there's no comments. We'll close the citizens' comment period. Approval of the minutes. Regular Common Council meeting of September 19th. Do I have a motion?
I have a correction. Just on G1, there's no. It says Alderwoman Wilhelm to postpone.
Is that G1 or C1?
It's G1. G1 on C1.
Oh, okay.
Just the word moved is missing.
Moved to postpone?
Right.
Okay. Other than that, any other changes?
Move is corrected.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And against? Nope. The vote is 4 in favor, 1 absent. The motion passes.
Two absent.
No, I'm here.
I'm sorry. That's
right. But you're not voting.
I'm not voting. That's right.
Mm.
So I just had to.
Does that make him correct it as he is? You are absent? Or
yeah, maybe. We'll see how the meeting goes. How about the special Common Council meeting minutes for September 27th?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The vote is 4 in favor, none against, 1 absent. Item D. If anyone's here for the hearing, the public hearing for the 2025 Comprehensive Management Plan, that item has been postponed.
No, it's done.
Actually, it's done.
Done.
No, actually, Councilor.
Alderman, what occurred was it was posted on the agenda as if it were continued from the September 9th Common Council meeting. However, the public hearing was not continued at that meeting. The public hearing was closed. The related item, the subject of the ordinance to amend the Comprehensive Master Plan, was continued, and that was the G1 motion that Alderwoman Wilhelm just corrected on those minutes. So, agenda has been revised, and it's online with the striking of that public hearing.
Okay. Thank you, Councilor. Organizational business. I don't have any organizational business in front of me. Letters and petitions. I don't have any as well. Item G1, an ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan. Am I reading that? Wait. Is that the correct one? No.
Silver one, move forward with this?
Wait. No.
That's the silver one.
No. Here, they gave me a corrected one that went into my board minutes. So, excuse me on that one. I misread the revised agenda. So, Councilor.
With regard to item G1 at this meeting, which is the ordinance to amend the Comprehensive Master Plan with regard to the property within the proposed Zilber development, the staff report on page 11 of the agenda states that due to continuing draft development agreement negotiations, this subject matter is requested to be put over to the October 17th Common Council meeting by the applicant.
Okay.
So a motion to postpone and continue the subject matter to the October 17th Common
Second.
Council meeting.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? None. The vote is 4 in favor, 0 against, 1 absent. Item G2, resolution conditionally approving a Lot 3 certified survey map, being that part of the southeast one quarter of the northeast one quarter of Section 28, Township 5, North Range 21, City of Franklin, Milwaukee County, known as the Newman Development Property.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Against? The vote is 4 in favor, 0 against, 1 absent. Item G3, a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for the condominium development use upon property located at 9733 South 76th Street, known as the Newman Development, Inc. applicant. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? None. The vote is 4 in favor, none against, 1 absent. Item G4, direct staff to distribute a request for qualifications for a professional services contract to provide branding and marketing services to the City of Franklin.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The vote is 4 in favor, none against, 1 absent. Item G5, an ordinance to amend ordinance 2016-2240, an ordinance adopting the 2017 annual budget for capital improvement funds for the City of Franklin for fiscal year 2017 to provide additional appropriations for a storm sewer project in Rawson Homes sure. neighborhood. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
I have a suggested motion that's it just clarifies it, it cleans it up a little bit. So I'll read that. Motion to adopt an ordinance amending ordinance 2016-2240, which adopts the City of Franklin 2017 annual budgets for the Capital Improvement Fund in the fiscal year 2017 to provide additional appropriations toward the Rawson Homes Storm Sewer Project as supported by funding through MMSD.
Second.
Any further discussion?
Roll call,
please.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
The vote is 4 in favor, none against, 1 absent. Engineer.
Mr. Council President, I want to apologize for not giving the clerk instructions, but I would suggest that we take G6 and G7 in reverse order.
Okay. So we will look at G7 first. And it's a resolution authorizing MMSD funding agreement, FR07, private property infiltration and inflow reduction agreement for $465,830 and green solutions funding agreement, M03076P53, for $171,858.
I move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The vote is 4 in favor, none against, 1 absent. Back to G6. The resolution authorizing a professional services contract with Rueckert Mielke for drainage improvements in Rawson Homes neighborhood north of West Madison Boulevard for $62,925. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Resolution as stated, I'm going to add the language at the end. A resolution authorizing the execution of the attached professional service contract with Rueckert Mielke for the drainage improvements in the Rawson Homes neighborhood north of West Madison Boulevard for $62,925 contingency pending review by the city attorney, adding, comma, as supported by MMSD funding.
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The vote is 4 in favor, none against, 1 absent. Item G8, page 163. Adopt the direct payment provision for the service and expense agreement with Principal Life Insurance Company, Principal Financial Group, for administration of the City of Franklin's Defined Benefit Retirement Plan. Before we go, Mark Liberta, do you want to say anything about this?
Motion to authorize Director of Administration amend execute service and expense agreement with Principal Life Insurance Company, Principal Financial, to adopt the direct payment option related to City of Franklin Defined Benefit Retirement Plan.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The vote is 4 in favor, none against, 1 absent. Item G9 is the August 2017 monthly financial report.
Motion to receive and place on file.
Do you have a second?
I have a question.
Well, I need a second, and then we'll open it up for further discussion.
Second.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Let me see. Page 199. The general government expenditures are underspent. Is there anything that we can roll over and use in this next budget?
Mr. Rotzenberg.
I mean, how does the unspent funds affect our current budget?
If the question is, can anything be rolled over to next year's budget, should something be incurred during the year that is unspent at the end of the year, that would be presented to the Common Council for a budget amendment for the encumbrance to bring those funds forward. And any other unspent funds would fall to fund balance, and a budget amendment could be created for the 2018 fiscal year to use some of that fund balance, should that be the Common Council's desire.
I'm just wondering, can we encumber it, put it into the general fund, so we can get closer to our $200,000 from last night?
The funds are already in the general fund, and they were appropriated in the current year.
But they're going to drop to the fund balance.
They'll drop to the fund balance, and that fund balance is available for the Common Council to use if it so chooses.
Mr. Liberta.
The recommended budget already addresses an estimated fund balance to begin the year. As you look at your budget items, we only try to use fund balance, which is typically a one-time source, for an expense that is a one-time expense. So to the extent that within the budget you reviewed yesterday, you find something that's sort of a one-time cost, use of fund balance is appropriate. If it's an ongoing cost, then you've temporarily filled the hole and just left that deficit hole for the next year to resolve.
So I guess these aren't new funds that you just looked through and found. You've already incorporated these funds on the sheet into the current budget we just looked at, right? You identified these monies as being unspent. Were these monies identified as being unspent when we
Paul,
got the budget?
Paul, one of the columns in the budget is the estimated.
Okay.
Estimated expenditures for the year, which then results in how much carryover deficit we need to fund out.
Okay, and that includes this money already. Okay. I'm not sure I'm asking the question right, but I think I've got the answer I need.
Could you give that to me again?
I just wanted to know that the money that you have unspent here, you didn't just like the other day look and say, oh, this money is unspent, and it didn't get included in the unspent money in the budget.
If you look at the budget summary that was provided in last evening's documents on page 1, it provides a summary of how we expect the current year to finish. In 2017, we expect to have a deficit, and the deficit is expected to be larger than the deficit that was projected a year ago. So there won't be any excess funds from 2017 to bring forward into 2018, because we are already spending from fund balance in the current year.
Okay. That's very clear. Thank you.
Okay.
That was all I had.
Okay. Thank you. No other questions regarding the monthly report? Did we vote on
receive and place on file. No, we're waiting to vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
I think I heard everybody.
I made the motion. Yeah. See in place on file.
And it was seconded by Alderman Barber.
Barber.
So the vote is...
Any opposed?
Any opposed? No. The vote is 4 in favor, none against, 1 absent.
Motion passes.
Motion passes, as in previously all the other motions passed too. Item 10, G10, Committee of the Whole Recommendations, review of the Mayor's recommended 2018 budget, including all funds, departments, revenues, expenditures, and activities. In light of what transpired last night, is there a motion on this matter?
There's not necessary.
There's no, okay. Seeing no further discussion, it will be moved to the calendar
10-17.
At 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock?
That's what it says.
Yeah.
Yep. Read the minutes.
How about licensing and permits, H?
Hold for, item number 1, Rock Snow Park LLC. Hold and refer to the next meeting. Badger LLC, approved pending inspection. The final 3 approved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against, none? The vote is 4 in favor, none against, 1 absent. Bills. Motion carries. I-1, motion approving the following. City vouchers with an ending date of October 2nd, 2017 in the amount of $1,997,140.98 and payroll dated September 29th, 2017 in the amount of $399,676.56 and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $411,314.59 plus city matching payments and estimated payroll dated October 13, 2017 in the amount of $370,000 and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $218,000 plus city matching payments and property tax refunds with an ending date of October 2nd, 2017 in the amount of $225.22.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Roll call.
A roll call. Yeah, roll call.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
The vote is 4 in favor, 1 absent, none against.
Motion adjourned.
Motion carries.
Motion adjourned.
A motion to adjourn.
Second.
Got a second?
I seconded it already.
Any discussion? No. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any against? None. The motion passes 4-0, 1 absent.